This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. This week, I'd planned to head out on the first leg of our Great California Road Trip. But listener feedback convinced me that we need to talk more first about responsible travel. One challenge in putting together my four-minute show about California every week is that I just can't fit it all in, no matter what I do, and especially when I'm wading into complicated stories or complex issues, such as how to travel in the time of coronavirus. I tend to start a thought in one place, one week, and finish it in another. I count on listeners to remember what I was talking about before. A big ask, really, especially when most folks can't catch every show. After a long coronavirus timeout, I started Up the Road again with two episodes on traveling responsibly, speaking generally in the first one at the end of July and more strategically in the follow-up in early August. Then I announced the Great California Road Trip series, kind of my best ofs for safely distanced travel. So I was surprised by a long email taking me to task for suggesting that people travel at all in remote or rural areas because, and I quote, "In this time of COVID, we should not be going into rural counties or even leaving our counties, for that matter, for recreational purposes, where we can pass along viruses when we eat in their cafes and restaurants, stay in their hotels, Airbnbs, and inns," unquote. I can understand this moral position and why someone might embrace it, but I don't share it. Assuming that travelers practice the same basic COVID-19 safeguards they follow in their own communities, wearing masks, social distancing, and washing hands, and I assume all that about public radio audiences, there is no evidence to suggest that outsiders pose an inherent threat to rural communities. But there is substantial evidence that many areas of California depend on tourism dollars just to survive. Economic development, in fact, is also a moral consideration and a cornerstone of responsible travel internationally as well as domestically. That said, I don't want anyone to go anywhere or do anything that poses a threat to themselves or others, or that even feels uncomfortable. Don't do it. It can wait. Travel is definitely optional, which I've tried to say multiple times now. Besides, armchair travel is a noble pastime, for now, making mental notes for future trips. In fact, economic development aside, imaginary travel may be the most responsible travel of all, with absolutely no carbon footprint. This side discussion about responsible travel has encouraged me to make one change, starting with this show. To help listeners explore the broad and very important topic of responsible travel, starting today, look for links to previous shows that focus on particular aspects of responsibility, an add-on at the bottom of each new show's web text. And by the way, if you miss an episode of Up the Road or just want to listen again, find the latest episodes on the homepage newsfeed at mynspr.org. To access the entire archive, all or almost all previous shows, under the website's Programs tab up top, simply scroll down to Up the Road. Until next time, when we really do head out on the Great California Road Trip, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road.